Yeah, right now, and it just I only receive, and like right now, I had one on scan and the other one on this channel, and as I talk on this one, the other one stopped. So when you just talked, both bands were audible, you know, playing sound. So, yeah, I know it kind of limits to what I wanted to do. I was just hoping that when I was traveling, I didn't have to have 75 channels or 100 channels scanning through every time, because I want to be able to, when I move to the other side of the state and I get to that, use that IRA network, it'll reach back over here to Ann Arbor and reach the contacts that I want, or even the CMN will get me back to the KC8 LCTS, so I'll still be able to hopefully talk to you guys from over there. So I guess I was just trying not to have a bunch of different things, you know, a bunch of channels. I thought maybe I could select them out a little bit, so I'll look for some YouTube stuff and see if I can do what I want, and I might even call RT Systems. But I tried Chirp, and all it does is download a bunch of crap to my computer, and I just figured I was going to catch a virus with that. The Radiodity software doesn't work very friendly. You know, it doesn't autofill a lot of the stuff. And the one I got with my little handheld, the QRZ, it won't load the radio. I'm just kind of hoping to make this one work, and I'll figure it out, you know. So, KF8FTT.